What's up, guys? I'm order number 91.
And I'm order number 92.
And welcome to
Weeknights
Nights at the King. This episode is sponsored by Receipt Shaped Like Africa, which is an African-shaped receipt.
Our special guest this week is going to be Connor Matthew Pender.
Hello there.
Is your middle name Matthew?
Correct. Absolutely.
While we're talking about that, let's talk about your entire life story.
All right, so I was born at Sparks Hospital.
What happened when you were 13 years old?
When I was 13 years old, by God, what was that, freshman year?
That's when Dynamite came out.
I got rejected by Lexi, freshman year. That was a rough start.
Talk to us about Lexi.
I'm good.
All right. How about age 17?
Age 17, well, that's currently this day and age, right now.
We hopped ahead too far. 18.
18? That's in a little over a month.
All right.
Back now. Up. When you were born, what was the first thing your mom said?
Totally don't remember.
That's Shin.
Does she remember?
Probably not. All right.
I remember.
Maybe
my
she
mom
was
said,
high. Maybe she was
she
drunk.
She must have been drunk.
I remember.
Maybe
my
she's
mom
your
went,
mom.
What the hell is that? And shoved me in the counter.
I am a twin, so she might have been like, oh my God, Connor came out first.
Oh. Is there any pent-up drama about the whole first, second thing?
Not at all.
Not at all?
We just kind of accepted it.
At a young age, was Ethan ever jealous, or did he, like, keep it in? Like,
nah. He goes with the, I used to go with the, I'm older than you. And then he'd go with the, yeah, you know, about 20 years, I'm going to be able to go, I'm younger than you.
Oh.
It's a mature response if he were a female. But as a guy, age does not matter.
I suppose. Especially since if you're rich enough, you can have a wife at, like, 90.
That's not what I meant. Take it.
Okay, next segment. Alex, let's introduce the next segment.
All right. What weird customer experiences do you have?
Oh, I've had plenty.
All right. Where do you work, first off?
I work at Bravo's Entertainment Center.
And I work at the Walmart off of the road. It's the one by the mall.
Ah, I know
I'm... I'm a frequent at the mall.
I'm unemployed. Tell us about
Walmart.
What are you doing
stores.
Right now? Yesterday there was a French man who wanted honey mustard dressing from Great Value specifically. And we didn't have any in stock. So he told me to go check the back room, and you know what I did?
You stood there.
I went to the bathroom, I peed, I had a drink of water, I went back to him and I said, "We don't have any of that in the back, sir." And then he made me give him boxes from my cart so that he could organize the different items inside of it. And so he made me, like, take the boxes that I had broken down, put them back together, and give them to him so that he could, do his thing. Didn't speak a word of English. I don't know how I understood that he wanted the boxes. Or the honey mustard for that reason.
What?
Crazy.
That's literally insane. Why did he organize it for you?
Probably because He had a hat on.
Was it a fedora? Did he say, "Good day, sir," and wave off and say goodbye
no.
in a little French accent?
It was just a hat, honestly.
Did he have a curly mustache?
No, but he did have,
that would've been hot.
He had glasses, too.
So wearing... you're saying people with glasses are automatically French? Because I'm currently wearing glasses.
No, yeah, I am definitely profiling. Glass French.
Baguette, motherfucker.
Baguette.
All right.
That was a...
That
two.
Was a solid was, Homer Simpson.
Was that a 6?
I'd say it was
that was a solid 4.
What?
0.
Well, it made that's me game. Feel pretty good, and that's 3 points right off the bat there. Because
well, it didn't make us feel good, so you automatically lose those 3 points.
No, I'm pretty sure that's actually a point if I make other people feel bad.
I didn't say it made us feel bad, I just said
it wasn't
make
on
us
the
good.
Scale.
It wasn't on the scale.
What would right, the anyway, Africa-shaped receipt think?
The Africa-shaped receipt.
You kind of blew a little bit.
Doesn't have value to its thoughts. Anyway. Connor, tell us about
weird
your
customer
worst.
Experiences. Oh yes, everyone's favorite. No Nut November. So I have like a 10-year-old come in.
Absolutely.
And he starts going on about how we already failed No Nut November. And I was like, first off, you're 11. So why are you talking about this? What has our culture come to? And then he gives me his Snapchat. And well, first I had to give him my Snapchat. And so inevitably, he added me on Snapchat. Did I add him back? No. His friend request is still pinning in my Snapchat.
Oh my God.
We have had ones where my manager has gotten complaints about the music.
Oh.
And he was playing, and she was like, "This is too hard. This is some heavy metal type of stuff." And he went in the back and looked at what it was playing, and it was AC/DC.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the heaviest metal think of.
That is pretty heavy.
And then another one.
They say black in one of their songs.
Oh my god, that's racist, Eric. Are you?
It's actually most of what they say in one of their songs. It's
back in, they do have an album that's called Back in Black.
Black in Black.
Anyway, so another one was another music one where she asked them to change the country songs, and my manager said no.
Oh, is your manager a good old boy?
Nah, he's Mr. Clean.
The Mr. Clean?
Is your manager the 11-year-old?
No, my manager. I have heard interesting stories from my manager about items that I will not specify. But he is, in fact,
you
not
the 11-year-old.
You need
to specify.
Incorrect.
We don't bleep things out on AirPod. Weeknights at the podcast.
Well, I'm not bleeping because I'm
bleep
not
that.
Talking.
I'm going to bleep that because I can't.
You don't even know how to bleep.
Beep.
We'll see about beep. That in post-production,
you're just
gonna,
friend. You're just going to like add a voice memo to the thing of you just going,
We'll see about that in post-production, friend.
All so, right.
As if anybody's going to listen.
Why did anyone try to stop polio?
Why did
the disease?
Well, it all started
because it was interfering with their polo games on top of horses in the water.
Yep. That's why.
Listen, the hardest part about playing water polo is getting the horse out of the water.
That's why water polo stopped, actually, was because of the polio.
Hey, man,
pandemic.
All I'm saying is if the horse dies in the water, send a picture to Elon Musk, and I'm pretty sure he'll laugh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
See, here's
Musk.
The thing. PewDiePie went on meme review. Not PewDiePie. Elon Musk went on meme review like y'all wanted. And he sent a picture, and one of the memes was, it was a dead deer in a pool. And it said, "I think my horse stopped working."
I have the antithesis to that meme on my phone right now. Which is a dolphin on land that says, "Why did my deer stop working?"
My horse
correct.
Stopped working in the bed.
My horse cock stopped working after I fucked a horse.
On to the next.
This really
segment.
Reminds me of.
Now, for Song of the Week.
Whatever.
Let's talk about the Canadian anthem.
Written by Weird Al Yankovic.
Nope, by Big Sugar.
It was a collaborative effort.
All right.
Big Sugar, Weird Al, there's no difference.
Oh, Canada.
Let's
talk
about
that. So, why did they use an O?
Why didn't they put an H? That's
why?
What I want to know.
Why did they put Canada?
The H is a very powerful letter in a lot of, in English especially, in a lot of other languages. We
H
find
is literally out. In the word powerful if you're dyslexic.
You could say that. In Spanish, however, the word H or the number H.
The letter
is,
H.
My favorite, the number H.
Neither of those things. The letter H is, it's very unimportant actually, as you can see in the word,
Jose.
Hola. Where's the H? They got. Why is it even there? Why can't
wrong.
It just be?
Did Canadians hate speakers of the Spanish language?
I think they do.
So
well,
they
no,
left
no,
out the
they're
H.
They're actually best friends. That's why they left out the H. The Spanish people came to Canada and they told them, "Don't put the
came
H."
Came has an H.
What does? Cane?
Came. C H A M E. My favorite word.
What does came mean?
Our home and native land. All right, so
our home. They put the H back in.
They did.
What the
they
hell?
They didn't say our own.
Maybe
and
they,
native land.
Maybe they ran out of paper, or they ran out of H's in their pen, and
no,
they cut
they
out
only,
the H out of the first O
so
and put
had,
it in
this
home.
This is probably what they
false.
Had.
Next.
They probably had a certain amount of words they were allowed to type for this, and it meets that certain word. They had to cut out the H.
They had to.
It's like an essay for Miss Jinx.
They had a character limit.
Miss Jinx's 300-word essay.
Canadian
I asked
God
her.
Told them.
I asked her, how many words should I have this? And she, like, what's the max amount of wordage I should use for this essay? 300. And the least? 300. Got it.
Exactly.
Yikes.
There should be a letter count.
True patriots love.
We didn't even talk about the last
thing. Patriots are part of America. This means this is an American song. Thank you, Big Sugar. Next question.
if you go back in time, you'll find that a lot of patriots were men. So I think this line is actually endorsing gay marriage.
And in the next one, and
Alex,
all
you know
our
means.
Sons command. Sons, not daughters.
Not
sons.
Man, look at that penis.
So not so not only do Canadians hate women, but also
woman.
The sun.
Canadians hate a singular woman. Who? Michelle Obama. Next.
With glowing hearts, we see thee rise.
That's passionate.
So do they take a glow stick and ingest the glowness?
That
story
makes you rise.
So, you guys know our favorite restaurant, Cece's, right?
Yes.
There's a reason they don't serve glow sticks anymore on Halloween. And that's probably because of me, because I went to the hospital. Long story short, we're driving home from Cece's, right? I got this whole good goodie bag on Halloween's full of candy and whatsoever. And the best thing in the world, glow sticks. And naturally, what do? Look into it, hold it above my head, and let it crack open in my eyes. So I'm taken to the hospital.
But did your vision become brighter?
My eyes did. Did I? My brain? Not at all. That's when my parents knew that even when I'm glowing, I was not bright.
Aww.
Next question.
The
true
north,
my parents strong, I agree. I disowned you.
The true north, strong and free.
Eric,
well, that's obvious.
The true
because
north?
If you go north enough from Antarctica, they're up there.
Is the true
Canada's
north like
there.
Our...
Yes.
Is the true north like our true south? Like, do they have sweet home
Our true
Ontario?
South is South America.
Sweet home Ontario.
Hey.
Where right. skies are American.
From far and wide.
Excuse me?
I don't know why they're talking about Canadians. I mean, Americans are pretty wide. If
I'll
I
tell
I
you
say
something
so
that's
myself.
Far and wide.
My love for this song.
Oh, Canada, with no H, we stand on guard for thee. It's obvious what they're trying to say. They're going to protect America no matter what.
I
Next.
Think, well.
God keep our land.
Well, wait. Go ahead.
We're kind of rushing through this. I think if you really take into account, like, for instance, the species of cactus.
Back to cacti.
So cacti, they can often be in the shape of a ball, and they store a lot of water. Like, a lot of water. And when you drink water, you know where it goes? Balls. So proof right there that... wait, what was the line in the anthem again? Hold on.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada. So, I think that line is really trying to tell us that Kevin Free was right. He is storing the balls. Next question.
Well, let me add on. Let me play devil's advocate here.
Deviled advocate, is that like mayonnaise stuffed
inside? No, it's a different that right there is a different form of deviled egg. Next question. Anyway, so if when we, you know how we all own dogs, correct?
No.
Okay, well, too bad for you.
Okay.
You know how there's a process called being neutered, where you chop off the dog's balls.
Wait, that happened to me too.
So is that why they have so much saliva? Because their pee can't go anywhere.
No, listen, my guy.
Next part.
We stand on guard for thee.
Wait,
on guard!
Wasn't that the part that we were already on?
No, we were on O Canada, that's what I said.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why we started there.
Okay.
Next question.
So why did they repeat O Canada is what I want to know.
Because they want you to know how great O Canada is.
Where is O Canada?
It's an O'Hare factory from the Lorax.
Is it like Canada Prime on a graph?
Dude, look at this dude rolling up on a scooter.
God keep our land glorious and free.
This
I think it's pretty obvious what he's trying to say.
God exists.
They have no God. Oh.
That communism is the answer.
Oh, communism is in fact not the answer.
Well, if you look at the facts, communism, it's
Chelsea
just...
Chelsea Dacker.
Yes. The Chelsea Dagger is proof that communism is a viable form of...
You know why? Because everyone plays the main theme. Communism. This boy just strolled up in here eating Subway.
Wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Bringing food from outside establishments into another establishment by yourself. Why?
I bring my Target bags to Walmart all the time.
What do you do in the Walmart?
Buy Target bags.
He illegally
Let's
sells
Let's talk them. About that.
Alright. As long as you're not bringing... Well, Velocity is not allowed in Bravo's. If you're wearing Velocity socks, we will tell you to go up front and buy a pair of Bravo socks.
Interesting.
The Bravo socks look a lot better than Velocity socks, though, so come to Bravo's.
So, did the Velocity socks give you any more velocity than you would have previously?
No.
Interesting.
So, actually, the Bravo socks have more grippies than the Velocity socks, so it's easier to use things in a facility with our Bravo socks.
Well, then why are they called Velocity socks is what I'm curious about.
Because the name of the place is Velocity, because they're also a trampoline.
Wow. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
What? Oh, why Canada.
Why would you stand on a guard is what I want
to
know.
Right? Like, what's the purpose?
I would stand
You're trying
off
to get
him
to laugh. Obviously.
Outside of Buckingham Palace, people often poke the testicles of the guards there in order to get them to move, because they're not supposed to move. But when they do move, let me tell you, they take a step forward.
Now, when we say stand on guard, we're talking about on the guard.
Physically.
With your heels on their testicles.
We've used the word testicle one too many times in this podcast.
You just used it again.
Next question. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Now, that one actually has a different meaning.
Wait, haven't we said that line like 8 times?
No.
Yes.
That was the second time we said it.
That was definitely the third time we said it.
Oh, shoot. Francis.
It's repeated
in
three
French.
Times
oh.
throughout the song.
Interesting.
First, though, there is no O Canada. That's a lie. There definitely is.
Is there an A Canada?
No.
A.
I doubt
the other vowels.
E Canada. Or look at those headlights.
That's a hot car.
Just I don't have headlights.
Me.
But if I did, I would use.
Is your father crispy like my father?
I would use Suave headlight shampoo. Get your hair and your life. The sponsors of today's episode.
Next, it says, "O Canada, land of our ancestors."
Ancestors are old. I don't like old.
Next segment.
Not as old
your
as your
forehead is girded, glorious jewels.
Jewels.
It actually does say that.
They
jewels.
Carton brass because your arm. Nose the sword, sight porter IP. He can carry the cross. I'll sate Porter Lacroix your story.
LaCroix.
So clearly the people who are writing this are telling us in sort of like a
cryptic
embedded manner. Yeah, in a cryptic manner that they were jeweling and drinking LaCroix.
Canada really is truly ahead of their time.
They really are, you know?
Although LaCroix is
however
awful.
The next part of this song is all in French. So that means that they
Bonjour.
Wrote it in French.
That means the guy who visited Eric's Walmart and this song are connected.
My synapses are
dangling.
On fire right now. They are dangling right now. My brain is rotting.
All right. Your story is an epic, most brilliant achievement.
It was Kevin. Kevin wrote the National Anthem. He's referenced Jules LaCroix and the word epic. Come on, man.
And your value from hardened faith. Well, I think it's quite obvious what they mean. It's not obvious at all.
Interesting.
So, my hand's definitely feeling ecstatic right now.
So, I can see some parallels between this and the Russian National Anthem.
Don't give away next week's Song of the Week.
What's Russia?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Russia is a place where you can go if it's like Chuck E. Cheese's, but instead of a mouse and like a bunch of arcade games, it's just like
it's a cute young
potatoes.
Guy.
And
it's a literal rat.
St. Petersburg. Well, Chuck E. Cheese was actually originally a rat, and in the earliest forms of Chuck E. Cheese's, he was actually known to have a rude personality.
What are we listening to? A creepypasta? What is this? Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, this is legitimate.
This is very true.
No, this is actually legitimate fact. I'm not even
in 1977.
Right now. Did you send me that meme?
Yes, I
okay.
sent you that meme.
Three kids died in a pizzeria.
Oh my god!
I'm sure
they
did.
They were murdered and stuffed into suits.
No, not a Chuck E. Cheese.
Stuffed in the crust.
That's why their pizza's uneven.
I hate the bones.
We will protect our homes and our rights. will protect our homes and our rights.
Oh, I thought that was like they just said it twice.
They did.
They're dyslexic.
Nah, dude. You know what that means?
What?
Freedom of speech is necessary and universal health care is forbidden.
So that means...
Then why do they have universal health care?
So, because they're not free.
Oh. So that means that America conquered Canada.
Did it really?
Yes.
Yes,
we did. That's why they're blue.
Why do you think we're allowed to use U.S. money in Canada?
Raindrop? Drop top.
Well, it, like Connor said, drop. Lemon drops. You know, lemon drops were invented in the United Kingdom. And the United Kingdom is who sent us over to here. And
was it
the U.S.
I think it was
no, clean. We inherited their lemon drops. And the only way you can get a lemon drop in Canada is through American currency.
All I'm saying is...
In the UK,
if you
too,
go
even
to
though
Springfield, they have lemons. And Shelbyville, man, do they love some sour and tart things. But Shelbyville doesn't have any lemons. Because the only lemon tree is in Springfield. So what did they naturally do? They stole the lemon tree. And there was a huge fight. It was the great Shelbyville and Springfield war
just
of whatever season
lemon.
15 of The Simpsons was.
So,
and I rest my case.
I know that we might be dropping too much hard fact on you in this podcast, but I think it's an important thing to hear.
I really do think that too, which is why I'm saying that I also think that.
Let's talk about today's current event.
Today,
in Ethiopia, people were hungry and thirsty.
Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, it's because they live in a desert.
Oh, no.
Maybe if they didn't live in a desert, they wouldn't be hungry and thirsty.
Last week was Jews. This week is Ethiopian.
My mother got shot in the hand, so I'm gonna go.
Okay, so... No, that's important. That's important.
Why is it important?
Because the Jewish... I mean, name one Ethiopian Jew.
Your mom.
He got you.
Got him.
No. Well, what I'm trying to say is that there are many. But, we don't know many of them. Because I've never been to Ethiopia. You've never been to Ethiopia. But for all we know, they could be eating matzah. That sounds Jewish. What is it actually, the bread
mozzarella.
Thing?
It's mozzarella.
It's abbreviated mozzarella.
But you just add a lot of in the word, like and then it's Jewish. You can do it with pretty much anything. Like, honestly, I think they don't even have their own language. They just speak English and add, like, a lot of weird flourishes to it while they eat their flat bread and wine.
You sound like you have a lot of pent-up anger about
Wait,
mozzarella.
We were supposed to be talking about Ethiopians. Sorry, Harrison. They're not doing so great. So, you know what I say? We take a lot of ocean water, we take the salt out, and we build them a lake.
How would that help with their water crisis?
It would give them water. And then when they're finished with that, they'll say, I like that. I want more water. Where should I go to get more water? And they'll
America.
Say, wait a minute. I'm in a desert. Maybe I should move. And then instead of giving them water, you know what we'll give them?
Freedom.
Tricycles.
Why tricycles?
Because they probably don't know how to ride a bike. It's kind of hard. So we need to give them like baby steps. But they also need to travel. And it's kind of hard to drive a car in the desert.
Hard?
It's also very hard to drive a tricycle in the desert, though.
You guys
know
what
that?
Else is hard?
Shut up.
What's hard?
Trying to get into a monopoly.
Oh my god.
A lot of people think that we should feel bad for the Ethiopians, but you know what the average size over there is?
What?
7 inches.
Oh my god.
That's not as big as I.
I don't feel so bad anymore.
I feel pretty bad about my 2 inches.
I feel pretty bad about my little boy.
Here's the thing. Alex is only 1 inch, but don't tell him that.
2 inches hard!
2 inches hard. Yo, look at those bikes. Come be on the podcast, kids.
Oh my god, dude. Megan just added me back as a friend.
What if she listens to the podcast?
That would be wild.
Let's talk about that.
Why do we say that so? That's definitely from Good Mythical Morning. We just totally stole it.
Whoa, I'm gonna have to bleep that out.
Oh my god, we can't mention corporate things. Burger King, McDonald's.
Burger Kurger? McDolan?
McDonald's. It's just McDonald's, but McDonald's, so it's just a bunch of pineapples.
Oh my god.
You may be thinking, what are the differences between your restaurant and McDonald's? Well, see, here's the thing. McDonald's, they have the golden arches. Us, at McFarland's, we have the golden arcs. McDonald's. They have their specialty. Two all-beef patties, onions, pickles, lettuce, tomato, special sauce on a sesame seed bun. Here's the thing. We have the same exact thing, except our buns have no seeds.
Ah.
They have flax seed.
No, they have no seeds.
Where has no seeds?
The bun.
McDang's.
Where?
The bun.
Which bun?
McFarland's.
Where's McFarland's?
McFarland's.
I don't know what McFarland's is.
Then you're... Have you never seen Coming to America?
No.
I think it's safe to assume that he hasn't.
It's an Eddie Murphy movie. Now you may be thinking...
Who's Eddie Murphy?
Who is
Why
Eddie
did
Murphy?
We just mention a corporate name?
It's not a corporate name. It's a Moody.
I think that's debatably worse.
Is it?
You know when you
Because if you haven't heard of Eddie Murphy, then it's alright, because Eddie Murphy's kind of outdated. But here, if you want to listen to some really, really vulgar comedy, look up Eddie Murphy. And he's got some comedy from like the 90s and stuff. It's really good. My favorite snippet is when his mom acts like Clint Eastwood. And she walks in, and like as soon as she walks in, she could hit you. You know, like Latina moms, like you're just looking over, and they can hit you with a sandal.
I know a lot about Latina moms.
They can hit you like half a mile away with their sandal. That's how good his mom was. So his mom walks in. As soon as she walks in, you hear the Clint Eastwood music.
That's not Clint Eastwood specifically meaning.
Yes, it is. So she walks in, and she goes, "Why are you eating the ice cream off the floor? I'm not eating." She throws her shoe at you, hits you on the top of the head.
You black out. You're in the coma for 2 weeks.
You black out, you wake up, there's a scar along the side of yourself. You're like, oh, heck, my kidney.
This episode brought to you by East Clintwood.
Eddie Murphy, please sponsor us.
Eddie Murphy, you're pretty cool. I love you in Coming to America, and Meet Dave's pretty good.
We'll make you feel good.
So that's Podcast of the Week. If you liked it, like it.
Drop a like, comment.
All right.
Subscribe.
So,
Turn on the notification bell.
It's right next to the subscribe button.
Subscribe to PewDiePie as well. All right.
Do your
part. I'm order number 91.
I'm order number 92.
And our special guest was?
Great.
Number 69.
Okay.
He didn't get food.
Like and subscribe.
Comment.